You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I am super pumped to bring on a fantastic real estate investor who, in just 1.5 years, has 8 units investing in real estate, making cash flow, and she's going to show us how she did it and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. I know that more than likely you listening, yes, that's right, you listening, might have a problem with investing in real estate because of lack of money. Now, that might not be you. Maybe you are swimming in the dough, but most people that I've ever talked to, when I try to tell them that they can invest or share with them how to invest or that I invest, most of the time, the person that I'm talking to says, oh, I don't have the money to invest. Oh, I don't have any savings, or I don't have this, or I don't have that when it comes to finances. I don't have good credit. Like, they talk about all these other things that they think is a hindrance to them investing in real estate. More than likely, you listening might have the same issue. Now, what is very, very interesting is I have actually used over 20 different ways to get creative financing to buy real estate. When I say creative financing, it's basically I don't have to work a job in order to save money, to get it for money for a down payment, then you get a mortgage. I didn't have to do that. I've used so many other ways to get financing. I'll give you a few, and we're going to go in this in the episode, but I'll just give you a few. I've used a HELOC or home equity line of credit. I've used a cash out refinance. I've used a business loan. I've used private money. I've used hard money. I've used short-term loans. I've used portfolio loans. I've even used a credit card. And yes, that's a more of an advanced strategy, meaning if you don't know what you're doing, you can get hurt. But I knew my business. And you know, I always tell you to build a business first so you know you're going to be making money every single month in cash flow. So do that. And if you know your business, then you're going to be able to utilize creative financing like a credit card. And think of it this way. If you had a business that you can buy and sell candy bars, and you knew all day, every day, you can sell a candy bar for $1, and it only cost you 50 cents to buy that candy bar, well, you'd buy it for 50 cents, sell it for $1, you'd be thinking, my goodness, I'm gonna buy as many candy bars as I could and sell it for $1, because you'll make 50 cents every single time you buy and sell a candy bar. The great thing about real estate investing is, let's say you didn't even have 50 cents, but you borrowed 50 cents, but it cost you 25 cents to borrow 50 cents. Well, you're out of pocket 75 cents. You sell it for $1, you still make money. You make 25 cents. It cost you 75 cents and you sell it for $1, you pocket 25 cents every single time. You're gonna be thinking, how do I borrow more money? How do I just find as many ways to get financing to buy more candy bars? Well, that is what this episode is all about. I'm bringing on one of my students, a fantastic investor, who she is great at getting creative financing. Now, you saw the title of this episode, getting 8 units in 1.5 or a year and a half. She's gotten 8 rental properties. Now, here's the thing I haven't even shared yet. Going through the episode, it turns out that when she bought one house, she made $40,000, $40,000 when she bought one of her most recent properties. And it's all through negotiating. It's all things that we taught here at Master Passive Income and coached her through, but she's negotiated and she saved $40,000. You know, a penny saved is a penny earned. She worked hard. She negotiated. She put all the effort to try to get the price down. Well, the price was down $40,000. Imagine you buying a house and you buying it and making $40,000 at the same time. It's amazing what my student has done. And she's coming on the show because she said, you know what? I just want to help people. I want to help people because I came to Income Building Live in 2024. And now that's changed my life. A year and a half, it's changed my life. And if you are not coming to Income Building Live here March in Nashville, you need to come. And my guest coming on today came in 2024 to Income Building Live, changed her life, and now she cannot wait to help other people. She's speaking at Income Building Live because she has just dramatically done such a great job. I said, hey, can you come and speak and tell what you've done? If you are not coming, what are you waiting for? The reason why I say that is this is the last one ever. This is the last Income Building Live ever putting on because we're moving to a mastermind model. Instead of doing three-day conferences once a year, I want to do more all year long. So we're going to be doing masterminds where 20 to 25 people get together, an intensive two-day session with me. We're going to be three times a year. And on these masterminds, we're even going to be doing fun masterminds like a mastermind in paradise, going on a cruise, going to the Bahamas. And it's a tax write-off because it's all about real estate. It's so insane how amazing real estate is. But this is going to be the last Income Building Live. So don't think I'm going to put it off. I'll go next year. Nope. This is the fifth year that we're doing it. And I am tired. I'm tired of putting on these large events. They're a lot of work. It is so worth it though, because of all the lives I've changed, but it's time for us to move on to now building up these masterminds where people get even more growth. See, Income Building Live helps you get started. The mastermind helps you to scale to where you get financial independence. 5 years of helping people. Now I'm probably going to do another 5 years of masterminding, getting people to scale the financial independence, getting 30, 40, 50 properties and multifamily. So you can come to both. Come to Income Building Live. The link will be in the description, incomebuildinglive.com. Use the promo code Dustin and you will get 20% off of your pass. You can even go to masterpassiveincome.com/mastermind and join my mastermind. The next one is going to be in Nashville in May. And in September, we're having three a year. And we're in 2027, we're going to have four. We're going to have probably a cruise. At least that's what we're probably planning on doing. Now, I'm super pumped to bring on one of my students who has been listening to podcasts and this is so surreal coming on now after listening to podcasts forever. And now she's on the podcast to help you become successful in your real estate investing for financial freedom, just like my student, Alex Wan, who's coming on to share with you how she did it and how you could do it as well. All right, here we go. Alex, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, Dustin, thank you for having me. This is like super surreal for me because I first started listening to your podcast a couple of years ago. I never thought that I would be on it. This is incredible. Thank you for the opportunity.
This is so amazing. I love bringing on people who listen to the podcast because other people are listening to the podcast right now. And they're like, man, maybe that could be me. And I also love bringing on, because I, as best I can, I just try to be like a next door neighbor, just a normal everyday person that is just, hey, I figured this out. Let me share with you how to do it. And then bring in you and other students on because we are just living our lives and then we do something and then we can share it with others. So talk to us about, you first wanted to start investing and you found the podcast. And then what made you actually take that jump into investing?
Yeah, I definitely think coming to the group, which was RubeCon, but now Income Building Live, that is what made me initially get into it and doing the group coaching, because having like that community was what I needed. I needed people that I could talk to and ask questions to and feel supported versus just like listening to a podcast with somebody who you were like famous to me. Like when I met you, I was like, I can't even believe I'm meeting him. Like this is someone that is famous. And so I think actually like meeting people that are in the community made it possible for me to be 100% honest.
That's so great, because when you get around other people, and I appreciate you saying that. Well, before I get to the community of RubeCon, which is now Income Building Live, like you said, so Charles Rose Jr., he would listen to the podcast and his wife would listen as well. And the first time I met her, she was so shy. Well, she's a shy person in general, or like more reserved, but she was like, oh, I feel like I'm talking to somebody who's famous. Like you. And I was like, oh, just think of me as a regular person. That's it. All I do is I just get on a microphone and just talk. But with that, that's why I love having these live events, is like, we get to actually get together in person. We get together in person and then we get to see what other people are doing, how they're investing, and then we can encourage each other. And so what year was it that you came to, it was RubeCon, but we'll start calling it Income Building Live, but you came to our live event. What year was that?
It was in 2024. So it was like April or or March of 2024, and we didn't even have our first like house hack at that point. Like Johnny was still working on the house, and after that, within a couple months, we got it rented. So it really like encouraged us being around you guys and just, you know, having the community at the live event.
I love it. And so with the live event, you actually bought 8 properties from that point, which was a year and a half. You've bought 8 properties. Does that sound crazy to like you looking back now, if you would be telling yourself a year and a half earlier, like going to RubeCon the very, very first time, or Income Building Live the first time, you'd be able to go back and tell yourself, hey, in a year and a half, you're going to have eight units. What would you tell yourself?
I would probably throw up if I told myself that 2 years ago. Like I would not be able to handle that. Like that would give me so much anxiety. But now I'm like, I could have 20. Like the sky's the limit now. I feel very confident in my investing, and it definitely shows with the amount of people that are around me that are asking me questions and, you know, trying to get involved as well. It's really a cool experience.
It's so amazing. You're feeling the joy that I have when I share with people, and they start seeing that too. They're like, oh man, that is something that I could do. And it's just so much fun. Now I want to dive into all of like the deals that you've done. But before we do that, if somebody's on the fence about coming to Income Building Live or anything that Master Passive Income that I do, live events, what would you tell them?
I would tell them buy the ticket, come immediately, run as fast as you can. You need to be at the next event. Like even if it's, you know, an Income Building Live or a mastermind or even just the next coaching call, be at an event. Any event will help you move forward, but at all costs, do it.
I love it. And then you're obviously speaking from experience. I mean, a year and a half after coming to your first event, look at where you're at now. Okay, so let's dive into the first property that you had. And you turn into a rental, but like, talk to us about that first property.
So I guess technically my first property was my primary residence that I rented out the basement. And that is also what gave me a lot of confidence, because renting out my basement paid for more than my mortgage. Like my mortgage was, I made like, I think $300 or something additional
on top of your mortgage just by renting the basement.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have a full kitchen. So I was like, I don't even know why anybody would do this, but there are people that want to do it. Like someone did it for a whole year without a problem. And she actually only was here on the weekends. She would drive home to Mississippi Monday through Friday, come Friday, work Friday night, stay Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leave Monday morning. So she was only at my house like less than 50% of the time. Like it was incredible.
Easy money.
Like, wow. Yeah, it was awesome. So that was our first deal. And we had a lot of equity in our house. So that helped too.
So I know you could, well, I got to share everybody listening that Alex is going to be speaking at Income Building Live here. I asked her, I said, hey, I know you've had some hurdles, and I know people that come, they need just other people, like not like big experts or people that have big portfolios and people that have lots and lots of stuff, but just regular everyday people. Can you share? And you said, yes. And I know you've had hurdles, like, you know, cause we all have hurdles. Like I said, at the very beginning, like a hurdle could be, you don't have enough money, or you think you don't have enough money. Well, you might not, but you might know other people. You have other, there's creative ways to get financing. And so now getting to that second property, talk me through that process.
So before we invested in a property outside of our primary residence, I was listening to your podcast. I religiously listen to your podcast every day when I was walking the dogs, and you always were mentioning about getting a HELOC. And I was like, after COVID, I was like, I think that my primary residence has really risen in equity. And so I went to the bank, got a HELOC, and was like very surprised at the amount of money I could pull out. And with that money, we were able to purchase our first property outside of our primary residence. So we,
what was the HELOC? How much was that? How much did you get total? So
we were able to, this was like 2 or 3 years ago, we were able to pull out $165,000.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
And I've gotten letters in the mail like every day since, like, do you want to increase your HELOC? Do you want to? Not yet. I haven't even used half of it. Like,
so you got that HELOC, which is amazing. We just need access to capital. That's what we need. It doesn't have to be your money. It could be somebody else's money, a HELOC. It could be a IRA or retirement account, which we could talk to, because I know you've done that as well. But having access to capital is what's going to help you to get that. Now, you bought your first property. Talk to us about that first property itself. Where was it and all the good details about it?
So our first property was in Columbus, Georgia, because we have a couple friends that invest there. And I just kind of felt comfortable knowing someone else in the area, even though they invest completely different than us. And, you know, either way, it was still nice to have somebody. And it is a duplex. But when we bought it, it was not in a livable condition. And I did that because it was a very cheap property. And so I was like, I don't want to spend a lot of money. I was still kind of on the fence. Like, I was like, I don't know. It's hard to spend money on something I'm not living in. And so we purchased it for $55,000. It needed about 20 to 30 grand in renovations. And we did some of those, and then also got a contractor with some of those. And now it rents for $1,300 or $1,400 a month.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And so you used your HELOC to buy that.
Yeah, we did. So we did a conventional loan, and we only borrowed the 20% that we had to put down. So 20% of 55 grand, which is not a lot. And then we used the HELOC also for all the renovations.
Man, that's fantastic. That's a good deal. And sorry, which city? Columbus, Georgia, you said?
Columbus, yeah. And now it's a duplex, so it has a few more expenses. We have to, you know, maintain the lawn, and really that's it. But it's still an additional like $120 a month that we pay for maintaining the lawn.
But you got that property. When was that? What time of year? Was it 2024 when you bought that?
It was December, I think, of 2024.
Of 2024.
Yeah.
And then now, did you refinance that property? Sorry, use your HELOC as a 20% down. And then talk about the next properties. Like, go ahead and go through them all.
Yeah. So the next one was in 2025, I think October of 2025, because that first one we bought, we had to do a ton of renovations. So that took a while, and to get it rented after that took a little while. But
I remember, you're in the coaching program, so I remember talking through all that.
Yeah. I kept bringing it up. Like, what do I need to do? Which was so great to have that coaching program, because it gave me the confidence and the ideas to keep, you know, asking my property managers to give me updates every week on the interest and, you know, different things in the property that was already, you know, ready. But the next deal, we use the same property manager. It's also in Columbus, and it is a 4-unit property. This one was much easier. Oh my gosh, so much easier, which sounds kind of crazy to say, like, oh, 4 units was so much easier to buy than 2, but it was because the seller was an investor and was ready to offload this property and was making it so easy. He's like, I'll do all the repairs. It needed like foundation repairs. It needed electrical plumbing repairs. He had already put all new roofs on all of the units. He put new like window units. And then he repaired everything prior to us buying, and also filled the 4th unit, which was vacant. And so before we closed, I said, I want this unit filled. You know, that was part of the criteria to close. And so he was like, easy, no problem. And then what's so crazy is that after we closed, one of the units became vacant because one of the people living there had relapsed on, it was like a drug program that they were intertwined with. And the investor filled that one too. We had already bought the property. And now that was not part of closing. That was just him being nice, I guess. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that he just did that. And also an AC unit broke, and he replaced that after we closed. I was like, what is going on?
That makes it sound really awesome. Good for you. So that's 4 units in Columbus, Georgia as well. Do you have a property manager overseeing those?
Yeah, the same property manager is overseeing all 6, and they're doing a great job. They're really good at replying back to me. They don't charge anything to like put tenants in. So that's really nice. They just charge 10% every month. And then they do charge for repairs. So like a 10%, 15% on top of the repair.
And right now, they seem like they're working out well.
Yeah, I've been with them for a while now.
Good. A year now. That's fantastic. Okay. So we have now, that's your current rental. You bought one, the basement that you had, then you have bought one in December, 2024. Now you got four more units. And then you just recently bought another property, or did you have something else in there too?
Yeah, so just like a month, no, not even a month ago, a couple weeks ago actually, we just bought a single family home in an area near about 20 minutes from where we live now. And it is already ready to really someone can live in there now. But when we did the inspection, we had to kind of renegotiate our price
Well,
because we
let's
had.
do this because we were going through this. I want everybody to hear this. So, talk us through the what the asking price was. Sorry, the asking price was, and then what you offer and negotiated and all the good stuff. Because this is people need to learn that you made $40,000 buying this house.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So, two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, RENTAL to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
Yeah, so this was also very surprising, but I think my negotiation skills are improving. So we initially were looking at this house. It was listed for 320,000, and I offered 285,000, and the sellers came back and countered at 299. And so I knew at that point that they were gonna have some wiggle room. And so I countered again at 296, which they accepted. So we went under contract for 296, and that was prior to the inspection.
So
After the
pausing this because I get a lot of people that say when I'm coaching them, we've coached lots of thousands of students now, and it's funny how if it's somebody's asking $320,000, not everybody's used to or comfortable with negotiating. And I say, well, what price do you need to get them down to in order for the property to work well? And they might say, oh, I need 290,000. That's where I need to get to. I said, what's your starting offer? And they would say, 289. I'm like, you're not going to get them down because it's like $1,000 up for you. They got to drop a ton. And so I share with them, I said, well, what you need, if you need to get them a certain price, you need to have a starting offer that gets them really, really low so you can work your way up. It's negotiation. It's a give and take. What was your original offer that you presented?
It was 285
Wow.
was the
Okay. So
first
they're asking
offer.
320 and
Yeah.
you offered 285, 285. So what was, I mean, did you feel nervous about that?
I have just learned to not get emotionally attached to houses because if I do, then I will not get the price that I want. I'll give in and settle. And so I wasn't really nervous about it. I just was like, if they don't take it, then I'll just walk away. Like, that's fine.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So back to the story, 320, you offered, they countered at 299 and then you offered again, and then you guys settled on 296
Yeah, before the inspection.
before the, okay. So walk us. So that's the, you guys got the con under contract at 296. Great. That sounds good. Let's keep moving forward. Now you're like, well, we might be able to find something where we can get the price down lower or have the seller pay for something, but talk us through that.
Yeah, so I kind of knew that there would be something that we could ask off more because when we went and saw it, Johnny, my fiance, was telling me that he noticed that there was probably mold. And so I initially was like, oh, everyone is going to run from this house if in the inspection they see mold. And so sure enough, our inspection showed a decent amount of mold. Luckily, Johnny is a restoration technician for remediating mold and things like that. So we ended up getting a bunch of quotes for like mold remediation, needed like 15 grand in mold remediation. And there was like some other things that I asked for. So I actually initially asked for 50 grand.
You
In
asked for
repairs,
50,000. I love it. That's so perfect.
and they did not go for that. But I at least kind of was like, I'm going to ask for a whole lot. And then when they settle on like $5,000, great. That's better than nothing. And so I initially asked for 50. Then I came down and asked for, you know, like 25. Then I asked for $10,000 off. And they settled at 7,500 off 296. So that brought us down all the way down to 288,500.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that's amazing. But then you also did something in the offer process that got you even more money off. What was that?
Yeah. So on top of that, I asked that the sellers pay 3% of closing cost. And that was unfortunately the max amount that I could ask for because of the loan type that we were using, but they agreed to that as well. So I was like, well, that's awesome.
So you basically have $40,000 because of your negotiation skills. And I love the saying, a penny saved is a penny earned. And so you worked hard to get the price down and do all this stuff. That's $40,000. So congratulations, Alex. That's so amazing. How does that feel now? You know, just a year and a half ago, you know, you didn't even know, like, can I invest in real estate? Where now you're doing this.
Yeah, it feels like unreal, to be honest. And I feel like people are looking at me like what I'm doing is like outrageous and like no one could do this. And like, I talk to people at work all the time. I'm like, you can do this. Like anybody can do this. I'm not anyone like different. I'm not special. Like you can also do this.
That's so terrific. Now you've used creative financing, or instead of working your life away, saving money, and then using that to buy a down payment for a down payment to buy a house. You've been able to use other ways to get financing, because that's a big roadblock for most people. And this is a key thing you're going to be talking about at Income Building Live. So everybody, if you're listening, you need to come hang out with us at Income Building Live. Grab me or Alex down the hall. You'll see her fiance, Johnny. He's one of the tallest guys there. He's a super awesome guy. But you got to come hang out with us. But you're Alex, you're going to be sharing about other ways to get around not having money. Talk to us about those other ways.
Yeah. So even with this last deal, I actually borrowed from my 403B because one, I know I'm going to be working, you know, I'm potentially going to be working, still working for a while. I love being a nurse. It's not something, it's like a passion for me, kind of. I love helping people. And it makes me feel like fulfilled too, to be helping people and to give them, you know, medical advice when I can and help them with that. But yeah, I knew that I would still be making money to be able to put into that 403B. So I was like, I can borrow some money from this. And there's very strict criteria for when you can borrow from something like that. And one of them is for a primary residence. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to do it. So it made me feel much more comfortable with the down payment because I knew that it would make the financing easier for us. Like we wouldn't have to put as much of our money in. It would just be, you know, other people's money.
I love it. I love it. And same with a HELOC, you know, it's your property, but you didn't have to work hours and hours and hours and hours to save up money to buy something. But here's also another one that as we were talking through everything, you were able to get private money from somebody who did not want to give you any money for investing. Talk us about that. Cause that's something that people think, I don't know anybody that has any money. You might.
Yes. So I actually put a whole presentation together with this first deal that I was trying to do, or I did do, but
the one in December of 24.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I presented it to my parents to see if they would be interested in investing in this property. And they were not interested at the time. It's not in the best area ever, but it's still a very good cash flowing property. And after I proved to them, after this property and a couple others, like they were very interested in investing in what I was doing.
That's awesome. And then they wanted to invest with you. That's terrific. You've also got creative with lenders. You've talked to many lenders. You got rid of ones that weren't working out well. So what gave you the, how do I say it? So getting creative with financing, that's usually a roadblock. People think I got to get a mortgage and I just call up Bank of America and I just get a mortgage. But you have so many different things that you're piecing together to get these properties.
Yeah. And I had to kind of swallow my, I guess, confidence with that or figure it out, because At first, I was so uncomfortable with using my HELOC to even pay my HELOC sometimes, like just, you know, recycling the money. But it's like, I have it. Like, there's still so much money in my HELOC. Even if I've used, you know, a couple tens of thousands of dollars, there's still so much more money in there. It's like, it's not going to make a huge difference if I use a little bit more to even just make the payment. If I, you know, feel like I need to use money towards bills or something, like, there's just all this money around. Like, it makes it so much less stressful to have that at your fingertips.
It does, because also with having so many different ways that you've already used to get the creative financing, it helps. It's like a muscle. It's like the more you activate it, the more you work it, the better you get at utilizing it. And then you get more creative. And I'm looking forward to eventually, I know you, I mean, you're just such a go-getter. And I think you're probably going to eventually find a property. It's either seller financing or a subject to where you're taking over the loan, or I could see you do something like that, because you see it and you're like, you know what, let me at least try. And you're part of obviously Master Passive Income, all the coaching that we do. So we're here to help you along the way and give you ideas. So that is so terrific. Now, what other lessons have you, like any big takeaways or anything else that you can impart to the listener?
Yeah, I would say that real estate is about people, everyone that you're around, your agents, your lenders, your, you know, family, your spouse, anyone and everyone, to be honest. Like, you just got to treat everyone like they matter and, you know, make them important to you and show them that you care, and it will be returned tenfold. Like, you will be so surprised with how much people give back to you whenever you give to them. Like, it's amazing. I've just felt the love from everybody. Like, it feels like so good.
I love it. Now, you also, to tag on to that about people, you've had to overcome a hurdle of somebody thinking, oh, you're too young. Like, how, if somebody is young and they want to invest, what would you suggest to them, or how would you encourage them to not let that be something that hinders you from investing?
Yeah, I mean, I maybe have a little too much confidence sometimes. I think, you know, I just think I can do things, and, you know, usually it works out. And so I would say, you know, work on your confidence, whether that's in like a sport, or if that's around your friends, or if that's with your family. I love to play sports. So, you know, the better I am at a sport, the more confidence I have. So, you know, whatever sport it is, it could be the most ridiculous sport. But I mean, I love pickleball. That's one of my favorite sports. I played it today. The better I get at that, the better overall confidence I usually have. But like, being around people who build it up too, like my teammates or like in the coaching program, that also helps to build my confidence. And like, knowing I can ask, like specifically in the coaching program, like ask any question, really like helped me have the confidence that I needed. So
yeah, because I found when I don't understand something or I don't know the path to go, my confidence is very low. But either I understand it or experienced it, or I'm around people that have already done it that I can ask them. Like me with my investing, it's like, I have to learn too, when certain things come up, I'm like, oh man, I got to get around the right people. And that's why I love bringing everybody together in the coaching to the masterminds that we put on. We're putting on 3 masterminds a year now, where that's going to take off. Like, I'm so excited about that, but our live events as well. Like, if you're not coming to Income Building Live, you need to come, and you're going to be blown away. You're going to be investing. Hopefully you're going to be able to beat Alex here. She in 8 properties, 8 units in 1.5 years. This is amazing. Now, Alex, I really appreciate you coming on and being a part of everything. Is there anything else you'd want to share before we sign off?
If you're in the Atlanta area, come to the Income Builder Club that I host.
I can't believe I forgot that. I'm going to interrupt you and say, I apologize.
No,
so Alex puts on the Income Builder Club in Atlanta, and okay, please tell us more about that, because you need to come hang out with Alex. She brings so many people around her, and she's just there to help people too. So you can join her as well.
Yeah. So it's actually this upcoming Sunday. Let's see, what day would that be? The 15th of February is our next one. And we just go to the Reformation Brewery in Woodstock, downtown Woodstock. And we just all hang out and talk. I'm going to talk to people about, I actually kind of found another hack with my, insurance agents. It's like, if you increase your liability insurance to $1 million or over, you get those attorneys on retainer. And so they'll come defend you. And that is like a huge hack. I'm like, oh my gosh, why doesn't everybody do this? This is
okay. Well, explain that a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So I was looking at all my insurance and I was talking to State Farm and they're like, yeah, so if you increase your liability insurance on your properties to $1 million or above, you basically get our State Farm attorneys on retainer because wow. they will come and defend you if anything happens. And I was like, that's amazing.
That is amazing. And usually liability, if you raise it up to, it's usually at least 500,000, if not 750, yeah. you raise it up a million, you're not paying that much more.
No, it was like $20 to increase it to 1 million. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. We'll do that. Like it's a write-off anyways.
Oh, 100%. It's a write-off and having good legal protections. Great. And that's what I love about bringing all these investors together, especially Income Building Live to the mastermind, to the group coaching, even on the podcast is I didn't know that. So that's something I learned, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I only learned it because I was talking to the insurance agents for the new property I got, and they just like slipped that out to me. And I was like, that's huge. Like, I can't believe you just told me that. That's amazing. And I can't wait to share it, you know, at Income Building Club in Atlanta, because that I'm sure people that I work with or, you know, in the club don't know about that. So yeah, that's just one of the things I wanted to talk about at the next Income Building Club.
Yes. I love it. So we're going to put all the links to Income Builder Club as well. And got to come to Income Building Live. You got to be a part of everything we're doing. See Alex speak on stage is going to be awesome. So Alex, thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm so glad you came to RubeCon in 2024. And then now you're a part of everything we do here at Master Passive Income, and look forward to also having you at our next mastermind. It's going to be in May. So be ready for that. But I'm so excited at your success.
Thank you so much. And I couldn't have done it without you. Like, you have been a huge factor in all of my success. I appreciate it.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.